How you doing, everyone? God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Want to go in the Old Testament? Yeah, the Old Testament is Jesus. You know, basically, Christianity started in the beginning. Christianity always has been. Christianity did not start with Jesus coming in the flesh. Jesus was the Word of God, the Word that was with God and was God. So this thing is called Christianity, as far as us true Christians believe, is the foundation. Christianity, as soon as God spoke everything in the beginning. In the book of Colossians, it says everything was spoken to existence for the glory of Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis, it says God spoke it and it came into being. It's the same thing. Jesus Christ is God because he's God's word. Yes. In his plan, because we needed a sacrifice, that word got put in a human body. Conceived of the Holy Ghost from God the Father, but yet born under the law, born of a woman in a human body to die for you and for me. Ultimate love. That's why God is love. Ultimate love. What a plan. Well, I want to read it a little bit in Isaiah here. Now, who likes a rebellious child? I certainly don't. Who would? I don't want to be one. I don't like them as far as the rebellion goes, and I'm sure you wouldn't either. And God the Father doesn't either. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaziah, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people do not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupt, they have forsaken the Lord. Do you know what forsake means? It means at one time you did have the Lord. Christian, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you could go back. You could go back. You're safe. You can't be stolen, but you could give it away. There's a big difference. It can't be stolen from you, but you have your own will. I have my own will, just like Jesus had his own will in the garden. Jesus said when he was literally sweating blood, he says, not my will, Father, but let your will be done. It's a distinction of two wills, right? Your will is what the Lord wants. He wants us to give us, to give him our will. And when we forsake the Lord, we go back. Something has taken us away. Cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. They choke the word. They choke Jesus out of your heart. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. And this was a whole sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. In other words, blanketed with sin. There was so much sin on them, it was like a gigantic blanket. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. God's to the point here that he doesn't even want to correct anymore. He's saying, I keep correcting you, but you don't. And that just keeps getting you harder and harder. You know, if we don't accept correction, if we aren't humbled by correction, the only other alternative is our hearts get hardened. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. No matter what, nothing's fixing this nightmare. And this is an example to us. This is God's chosen people. Yet they're still human beings. No human being can make it in without the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter what it is, we cannot make it in. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. These were God's people at one time. God delivered them from Egypt. They were in the wilderness. They were, you know, they were his people. But what happened? Everything got destroyed. The enemy came in, and the enemy started within them. It's called sin. And sin will have you forsake the Lord. Never forsake. Get back to your first love. Your first love is when you encountered Jesus Christ. And all things were changed. All things were changed. You didn't care about traditions. You didn't care about rituals. It was a one-on-one relationship. It was a miracle. And the daughters of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, is a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, a besieged city. You know, cucumbers only get this high off the ground. So if you're like a lodge of cucumbers, there's no protection. You're there to be taken. You're there just to be destroyed. If you don't have the Holy Spirit to give you a conviction to direct you in the right path, and you're going on your will, you're done. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Sodom and Gomorrah were actually, believe it or not, a religious place. But there was no power. It was a form of godliness. They had the rituals. They had the traditions. But they were so blind that their obedience was so far away from the laws of God. But yet they were still religious. Very scary. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Not just a few, multitude of sacrifices. This is like going to church, you know, church on Wednesday and Sunday, Bible study Tuesday, the whole gambit. But God's saying here, what's the big deal? I am full of your burnt offerings of rams, in the fat of fed beasts, and I do not delight in the blood of your bullocks or in the lambs or of your he-goats. He doesn't want anything to do with their sacrificial traditions and rituals. Nothing. And he explains here. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Do not bring any more vain oblations. Vain means useless sacrifices. Your incense is an abomination to me. Your new moons, your Sabbaths. I'll tell you a little story. Years ago, I went to a Catholic funeral. I almost ran out of the place. The organ music sounded like something out of a cave. It was so scary. The guy up front's looking like Batman. All right, he has a staff. He's marching around. There's smoke flying all over the place. They're chanting like it was a horror movie. All right? It was unbelievable. You know, the body's just lying there. Like I said, it was incense everywhere. Organ music's playing something out of a nightmare. The priests and all look like they're dressed up in a voodoo outfits. This was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And that's what this reminds me of. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. Your new moons, your Sabbaths, your calling of your assemblies. I cannot deal with it. It is iniquity, even your solemn meetings. He couldn't take it. He can't take religion. God hates it. A form of godliness. A form of godliness. People march into the church. Remember, the church is made up of lively stones, where each is stone that make God's church. You can't go anywhere to find God. He lives within you. He told the woman at the well that the Father doesn't come by observation. He's not over here or over there. The kingdom of God is within you. It's right within you. Let's not overcomplicate this thing. We don't need the stained glass. We don't need the huge cathedrals. We don't need the padded pews. We don't need all the mass cards for the dead, the holy water, all this stuff. We don't need any of it. Now we have one mediator between you and the Father. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, who's the way, the truth, and the life. That's it. It's simple. The Lord warns us, don't get away from the simplicity of Jesus Christ, like Eve did. Started listening to Satan, started asking questions, talking. No, the directive was given. Don't eat it, stay away. No, don't eat it. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. He's saying this to Sodom. They had all these rituals. Believe it or not, they had all these religious rituals, but they were so overcome by a demonic homosexual spirit. And that's kind of a mirror of what's happening in these churches. Isn't that? All the child pedophilia, all the homosexuals that are tied up into it, yet so much form of godliness. We're reading it right here. It seems like this homosexuality is tied into a form of godliness. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. God is going to turn his back. You say God would never turn his back. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He doesn't have to suck up to us. He's God. Remember the rich young ruler? The rich young ruler told Jesus that he was doing all these good things. So Jesus said, okay, you're doing great. Now go sell everything you have and come follow me. And the rich young ruler just cruised away with his, sulking. And Jesus let him go. You don't see Jesus running after anybody. No. No, he did it all for us at the cross, gang. He sacrificed it all at the cross. He was spit at for us. He was nailed to a cross. He was whipped. He had a crown of thorns put on his head. And that's just the last few days of his life. Never mind his ministry, where half the time he had to run away from the crowds because they wanted to kill him. This is after healing people. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil from your doings. From before my eyes, cease to do evil. Stop sinning. If you know it's sin, stop. Stop. Learn to do well. Learn to do well. Get quiet with the Lord. Be obedient. If you're under bondage of sin, I don't care what the sin is. God does love you. He showed his love for you at that cross to set you free. But you have to realize there's a demonic world out there. You have an enemy that wants to wrap everything around you. He wants to put you in a straitjacket. That's why the Lord says he came to set the captives free. He sets you free. His word will set you free. If you're loaded with darkness, darkness means no spiritual ability to see anything. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ shining on the darkness will set you free. Yes, you can deliver yourself. Get on your knees. Yell out to the Lord. It might be pain. It might be suffering. It might be endurance. It might be squeezing in. It's necessary. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy. This is a narrow gate walk, and few are going to find it. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, which means justice. Relieve the oppressed. Bring justice to the fatherless and plead for the widow. In other words, help people that can't help themselves, the widow, the fatherless. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be wool. How? By doing just what he said. How am I going to get rid of my sin? By following the Lord Jesus Christ. He will put you on a path of righteousness. It isn't works. It's called obedience. And that obedience comes out of love. Because you're going to want to please your Father. You will not be a rebel anymore. And here he goes. If, and if is a conditional statement. If you be willing and obedient. If you be willing. That means to give God your will. And obedience. Obedience will follow your will. If you choose to follow the Lord, obedience will follow. You shall eat the good of the land. You'll eat the bread of life that comes down from heaven. Comes down from heaven. Not a wafer that was pulled out of the woods or grown in Iowa. No, the true wafer, the bread of life. Spiritual bread. Spiritual bread. We have to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Again, rituals, all of them. Get rid of them all. Right? Especially during these times. We're seeing here, Sodom and Gomorrah had all these rituals. Yet they were the worst sodomite place ever. And it still stands today. Where do you find most of this disgusting sin? You tell me. Or at least some of it. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, Refuse and rebel. Refuse and rebel. Rebel is the opposite of obedience, and to refuse means I'm not taking the will of God. I'm not going to give him my will. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. What's the sword? The sword is the word. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This is what I mean. We're reading Jesus here. Even though it's the book of Isaiah, it's Jesus. It's the word of God before it was manifested in the flesh. This is Jesus. Christianity is from the inception. We've been followers of Christ. These people were followers of Christ. It's just that Christ was foreshadowed ahead of them, but not for us. He's already come. The Messiah has already come. How has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. At one time, God's people did want to follow God. But it says here, how is the faithful city become a harlot? A whore. A whore. It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your wine is mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. They judge. They don't have any justice to the fatherless. Neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. Gang, it's a hard message right there. Isaiah got right into it. That's the first chapter of Isaiah. He gets right into the face of Israel. And he says, you forsook the Lord. You had a form of godliness. You had the solemn feast. You had your feast days, your full moons, your sacrifices. You had all of it. He says, I don't want any part of it. I want you to be willing and obedient. Yes. Gang, Jesus Christ died for us so the Holy Spirit could come and live in your heart. Not a fairy tale. We live in a spiritual world. Right now, we're stuck in this box. It's going to go back to the ground, and our spirit's going to go to the Father. It's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. Get ready. Time is short. Time is short for all this. I'm going to get ready first. All right? I want to examine myself. I want to be as naked as I possibly can in front of my Savior and say, Lord, I am naked before you. There's nothing I could hide. Nothing. Show me, direct me, guide me. He loves us, brothers and sisters. Stay in the walk. Amen.